I hardly ever sing beer drinking songs. And when they play them cheating tunes, I never sing along. I never ever sing the blues. I've forgotten Born to Lose. And I hardly ever sing beer drinking songs.
Our tune for today is I Hardly Ever Sing Beer Drinking Songs by Johnny Cash. And, you know, we play that because it's been about 2 weeks since we last talked about beer on the program. And we felt, well, that's far, far too long. So here we are. We're going to fix that right now and mix it in with talking about another thing we love, good theater. Tomorrow from 4 to 8, the Queensbury Hotel will host the Glens Falls Brewfest. It is a local beer event with proceeds going to support the Adirondack Theater Festival and the Feeder Canal Alliance. Here to tell us more are Mark Fleischer, Producing Artistic Director of Adirondack Theater Festival, and Bill Mason, one of the three volunteer organizers for the Glens Falls Brewfest. His day job is co-owner and president and CEO of, help me,
Tecumdewide Incorporated.
Tecumdewide Resort on Lake George.
That's
Tecumdewide.
It. Yes.
I know the name. I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Yes, it's a very exclusive resort on the east side of Lake George, and we still have some openings.
Excellent. Tecumdewide.
Yeah.
All right, so let us begin with you, sir. Begin with you, Bill, and tell us about the Brewfest. And I've been there many times. It's a lovely event. The idea was always to sort of help nonprofits and different groups within the region.
That's correct. We started about 5 years ago. The three of us were having dinner at Davidson's restaurant and wanting to buy tickets to the Brewfest, and found that there wasn't going to be one that year.
Yeah.
So over a few beers, we decided that we could run a Brewfest, and not only could we run it, but we could make a lot of money for two local not-for-profits that we like a lot, Theater Festival and the Feeder Canal Alliance. So
it has been pretty much those two since the beginning?
That's it.
Yeah.
We divide whatever we make in it, all net proceeds go to those two groups. The organizers take nothing out of it. And in fact, the organizers end up putting in a lot of time and a lot of their own money.
You take over the Queensbury Hotel, and literally you take it over.
I mean,
there's really
yes.
no, I mean, if you go up in the elevator, maybe, but otherwise you that ground floor, you've got it.
The ground floor is ours. And even if you go up in the elevator,
yeah.
I believe we fill up all of the rooms.
Well,
so.
I don't think they want us to talk about that. But it's fascinating because there's so much going on. There's so much great beer there. There's so many good people, and it's always a wonderful event. It's a lot of fun.
It sure is. Every year it seems to get better and better.
So what is it like to put it together and really
wow.
to bring these brewers together and not for to get too big and to still be true to what you're doing?
It's funny. It's a lot more work than we ever anticipated. I think everything is. Every time you run an event, that's what you run into. One of the organizers, Chris Reed, handles his job is dealing with brewers and just the distributors and the brewers and lining them up and making sure that we've got a good event from that respect. But then John Cordes and I just handle a multitude of other things that have to get taken care of to make this a success.
When you get a call, Mark, of we're going to do a beer fest and we're going to give you half the money. So how many milliseconds does it take for you to say, oh, okay?
Yeah, no, it was, these guys have been known our organization for a long time, have been involved either in different capacities. So we knew them for a while and they came to us. And ATF does, the two nonprofits involved aren't just handed their checks. We actually work on it. ATF kind of takes over the marketing. My general manager, Landry Bach, handles the back end of finances and ticket sales, and Jeannie over at the Feeder Canal Alliance helps with volunteers on the day of the event. So we're involved with the event. But again, I thought, how great to have an event that, you know, all these beer drinkers come and support ATF. You know, it's a whole new group of people that we actually reach with a lot of our regular people who also like beer. So.
Yeah. So how do you get the message out about the festival amongst the beer drinkers?
Through follow-up. Actually, the first year I tried to put stuff out, and then I quickly realized Nobody cares.
No.
They're here to drink beer. Yeah. And I used to joke as a nonprofit charity, it was actually a brilliant event because I have all these people that don't support ATF, but they're giving me money, as opposed to me going to the same people all the time asking for money.
Right.
So what we do is we trap email addresses. And then later in the summer, I send them an email that says, hey, you may not have known while you were drinking beer on April 5th. You're actually supporting this theater company. Come see what you did. And some people do, you know, come and buy tickets, but it's mostly in the follow-up. To me, I don't want to get in the way of the good time. As you said, there's 67 brewers. Every room is packed. People are trying beers they never had. They're dancing to music. They're having a good time with friends. I'm not there to put another message out, but I'll take the check at the end of the event.
am I being nosy and none of my business if I ask what kind of money we're talking about?
Oh, no. We've set a goal for this year. I'd like to receive or end up with a net of $30,000. That's not that ambitious. Last year, I believe we hit $26,000.
Yep.
For our net when we're all through. We distributed $13,000 to each group.
Yeah.
For every 100 people that attend, we make, it's $35 a piece, and that's $3,500 for every 100 people that we can put in the room. And so just by attendance, we can get where we need to get. We also have a lot of sponsors that give us a lot of money. I think Mark and I were just going over this. We believe sponsorship this year is ticked up a little bit. Anyway.
Yeah, no, that's good. So, yeah, and
that's real
that's
money.
A nice, yeah, that's real money and helps.
And it's a lot of fun, too. With, you know, it's beer.
So. It is. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. We'll get to that in just a second. And you know, for because as we all know, arts, most arts organizations like yourself are rolling in money. You don't need any more checks. And you can do a lot with
$13,000. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to talk about your season here because you just announced that yesterday. I just got the email, and which is really, really exciting. So we'll talk about that. But this festival, you said 67.
How many? 67 brewers this year.
Yeah. That's really great. And that doesn't
last year we had 61. Each year it goes up by a little bit. We keep attracting more and more. It's hard to keep them away because it's such a successful event.
And each have multiple beers that they bring, and then you get to choose, and you walk around.
You can't possibly drink every one of these beers in one day.
No. But for most of us, I mean, I'm sure there are people there. That's not the point. But the point usually is to try new beers from different places and get a taste of what's out there. Because one thing that I've been told, I mentioned it on the show, I think 2 weeks ago, another beer segment on, which is that, you know, we are right now, when you think about beer culture, it doesn't get better than right now in this region.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, we have some great brewers doing some great stuff.
We've got great local brews. Right up where we are, we've got Davidson's, Cooper's Cave, Adirondack, but Saratoga, they've got some great beers, including Schmaltz, which
Schmaltz
is one of my favorites right now.
Yep.
But then we've also got beers from across the country. We've got Kona as far away as from Hawaii that comes. And somebody just asked me, how do we manage to get out there and get that keg of beer and bring it back? We let the distributors help us.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Mark just got back. He agreed to do that. That's terrific, and it really gives people an idea of what's happening in the beer
absolutely. Room. And then when they not only do they get to taste, but we try and get a representative from either the distributor or the brewer at every table, so that people can talk about the beer and explain why the tastes are a little bit different and help to guide our customers into something they might like.
That's great. All of this is taking place tomorrow after, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. Tomorrow afternoon. Suddenly I thought it was Thursday and I almost had a heart attack. Okay. it's Saturday from 4 to 8 at the Queensbury Hotel. And so Adirondack Theater Festival, one of the beneficiaries here, you're celebrating your 20th anniversary, makes me feel really old. Because I remember when you were born. This very, very exciting. So how are you celebrating?
We're doing a great season that really talks about who we were, who we've been, where we're going. I would say one of the most exciting things for us is we're kicking off with a show called Fully Committed, which is the first one of the biggest hits we've ever created. It was a one-man show about a overworked restaurant reservationist in Manhattan. And the actor, it's one actor, 36 characters, and a whole lot of laughs. We're very excited that... Sam Lloyd, who you may know from TV Scrubs, played Ted Beckwald, is going to come in and play the role for us. So that'll be an exciting, and it's celebrating a show that was has been our biggest hit and has since been one of the most performed shows across the country. And then I think at the end of the season, we're doing Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash, which is a great piece. David Luckin, who had done our Woody Says, has put this together. And it's actually a three-way co-pro. We're working with two other partners. It's
a co-pro.
A co-production.
Like
a co-production.
Like yeah.
To split, again, back to that, we're rolling in money. But we're going to do the three theaters split the cost up front of what it takes to mount the show. And it plays at each theater. So it's going to be at Arts Garage in Delray Beach, Florida. Then it's going to come up to ATF. And then it goes to Arrow Rock Lyceum in Arrow Rock, Missouri, which, again, allows the show to have a little more oomph behind it in terms of three producers working on it, gives actors longer contracts and more employment, which is always good. And it'll be a fun show. But we've got some great stuff lined up throughout the season. And
what is it like putting a season together? I mean, is that fun and
it's
frightening?
It's frightening. I think it's the single most important decision I probably make all year because everything dictates from it. Can I get funders for it? Will people want to see it? I joke about it being like a meal. People will sometimes say, we just want comedies. And I say, you think you want dessert every course, but you really don't. So to me, I look at like, what's kind of an appetizer? So Sam Loy doing these characters, you know, this kind of appetizers. We have protein in the show called The Whale, which was an amazing piece in New York, a drama that people will be talking about, but it's our protein of the season, as it were. And then the Johnny Cash has a dessert element. So to me, I want people to come through and have a different experience because a lot of our audiences comes to every show, you know, and so it shouldn't be the same every time. So to me, it's about something new, something different, maybe something that's been a latest hit, and also then balancing the budget numbers that make it work. But
and that's always been the mission of the festival is to do something that perhaps you wouldn't get to see anywhere else, or just a gentle little tap on the shoulder of, oh, this is really good and has worked well elsewhere.
Or an up-and-coming writer. I mean, that was what made, I think, I called the crazy dream of our founders was we're going to do a summer theater. We're going to do shows you've never heard of.
Right.
Or shows that you need to hear about. Or we're going to do a new show. And I think 20 years later, you know, we're here and we're still doing that mission. And I think that says a lot about my audiences and my supporters who really have become engaged in sort of the entrepreneurial spirit of a new work that no one's ever heard of.
And you very much have become the part of the fabric of the city. The theater is right in the downtown. You know, you get everything you need right there, a theater, a library.
Mm-hmm. Downtown Glens Falls is an amazing.
Davidson Brothers, everything you need.
Yeah.
Scoville Jewelers.
Yeah.
Got my wedding ring. Okay.
Yeah.
But everything you need right there, and that must be, I would think, fulfilling. That yes, it's there, but also that it works.
Yes. I mean, I think ATF and our founders and our board have always been committed to the entire community. We want to do good work. We want to bring people downtown. But we also see that we are an economic development tool, that we've helped create that fabric. And to see where downtown is, even in the 7 years I've been there, is quite fascinating. And if you go back and bring someone in from the early years, from 95 and 96, they're like, this is a totally different downtown, you know. And you know, Tom Hoy, used to be president of Glens Falls National Bank, told me we didn't realize we needed to create a reason for people to come downtown first. They thought they could put retail in. And ATF and the Wood Theater was the first reasons. And then you have the library, which is another reason to come downtown. And then from that, the restaurants, and now I have all these apartments going in. I think that's going to be the next thing that really changes downtown Glens Falls is people living in downtown Glens Falls. And then that's going to dictate someone's going to go, hey, you know what these people need is a dry cleaner. So they're going to put another, you know, Feigenbaums will come downtown. Or, you know, we'll figure out, we need a grocery store. I think that's the next phase, but it's a great city and a great community.
We, Bill mentioned at the beginning, this event not only supports Adirondack Theater Festival, but also the Feeder Canal Alliance. Mm-hmm. And while we don't have a representative here from that organization, other than you, Bill, talk a little bit about that organization.
Well, I'm on the board of the Feeder Canal Alliance as well, and it's a wonderful. The Feeder Canal Alliance is an organization that is dedicated to preserving this linear park that runs from Glens Falls to Hudson Falls along the Feeder Canal. And when they formed, it was before I joined, it was literally filled with junk. People had used it to dump all sorts of things through the years. And they started by cleaning it up and then creating this park, walking trails, bike trails alongside of the park. It's absolutely gorgeous. We have so many visitors every year that enjoy it. And it's one more thing, I think, that lends to the fabric that Mark was just talking about why Glens Falls is revitalizing. This is just one of those many things that makes it so friendly to live in. It's a wonderful park to have if you're going to be living down there, and it affords you easy recreation right out your door.
The event itself is the Glens Falls Brewfest. It happens tomorrow from 4 to 8 at the Queensberry Hotel, which is in downtown Glens Falls. Mm-hmm. The Adirondack Theater Festival's 20th anniversary season begins on June 24th. We have information about the festival, about the Adirondack Theater Festival, about the Brewfest, and about the Feeder Canal Alliance all on our website. So just go there, wamc.org/roundtable, and click and find information about everything that you want to find out about. Including the Brewfest, which is tomorrow from 4 to 8 at the Queensberry Hotel, wamc.org/roundtable. Mark and Bill, a delight to have you both here. Have a wonderful time tomorrow, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.